This is the fourth program of 12 explaining the basic science of being a vampire. We know that there's a massive interest in being a vampire, but of course there's no one out there who understands it fully. I do, of course, because I'm Tim Reifert. I actually own the trademark for vampires. Vampires are my business, and in this show, we're going to discuss RV Science, which of course is one of my websites, rvscience.com, Real Vampire Science. Now, the basis of the science of vampirism is taking energy from other people, using that energy in order to give yourself vampiric powers, being able to use that energy to override the energy of your victim in order to turn them into your mind-controlled slaves while you suck them dry. So you can see that it's very useful in terms of your life. Vampires, unlike sign masters, don't have to divorce themselves from reality and live in a cave in the mountains, having a saint-like lifestyle. In fact, they live in the real world, and they just override, sequester the real world. So when you're having sex, you can suck your partner dry and turn your partner into your sex slave, mind-controlled love doll or doggy, depending upon your sex. You can go to work, you can suck dry your colleagues at work and enemies. If you suck too much energy out of them, they get ill and get cancer and die. So, of course, you can go to work and kill off all the people around you you don't like. You can suck energy out of your boss to make your boss your mind-controlled doggy or bitch, depending upon their sex. You can go to the bank, suck energy out of the bank, which of course you can use to change reality to make yourself richer. I've done that in that I'm officially enemy of the state, and the British have been trying to jail me since 1989 and kill me since 1996. And the only result of that has been that I've become a millionaire, massively well known on the internet. And I have the fastest 60s classic car on the planet. So all the toys I've got are the multi-millionaire, even though the British government's been desperate to kill me. So in fact, the proof of the pudding is, does it work? Yes, it does work. It makes you rich, powerful, and of course I've killed thousands of MI5 scum by giving them cancer, making them suicide, giving them strokes, giving them diabetes, you name it. So in fact, if you look at the graph of MI5 scum, you'll find that their health has got very, very bad, the more powerful I've become. To the point now where teams of MI5 wankers follow me around, desperate to do something, but totally unable to, because of course a vampire has control over reality, psychokinesis, so everything goes their way. In this show, I'm going to talk about psychokinesis, which of course is the ability to warp reality so that all events are constrained by your energy and go exactly the way you want. So if you want to win the lottery, this of course is a wonderful power. If, like myself, you want to see yourself as rich and powerful and your enemies dead and their countries in ruins, then of course that's rather good. You can listen to my rent shows on rents.com, where I talk about geopolitics and how the world's last superpower, the USA and NATO, are going to be totally destroyed by the VIECAR Cobalt 60 and then a super flare. This of course is psychokinetic technology, which is the realm of the vampire. Now of course you've got stupid American rubbish companies selling remote influencing CD-ROMs, which of course are worthless, because of course remote influencing only works if you have the energy to manipulate reality. And of course, we all know in life, energy is being bled out of us non-stop by the parasitic Rothschild Satanist bankers and their banking system, which are one giant vampiric system sucking energy out of us. That was explained in the past shows. So, coming back to basics, a vampire sucks energy out of its victim, either by biting or by psychic or occult means. This energy then needs to be stored, so you need a special vampire body, which of course is a one in a million, and this energy, this special vampiric energy in these one in a million type people can actually be donated, doctored, engineered into bone generators and psychotronic crystals, which of course then can allow the master vampire like myself, or the king vampire, to make vampire progeny, which allows them to store the energy. Their blood can be modified by this energy into black holes, biophysical black holes, which can store energy, which is the basis of becoming a real vampire. Real vampire, of course, is another trademark of Tim Reapack. If you see any of this technology elsewhere on any other site, please inform me at timreapack@rbscience.com so I can take legal proceedings against them. And of course, the basis, the core of the technology where I started from to become a real vampire is all on RB Science, which is all about psychotronic crystals, psychotronic generators, both of which are trademarked. If you see anyone selling any of these, they're counterfeiters, please inform me, because it's trademark infringement. As you can see, I've gone the corporate route, making the Vampire Corporation, which of course is developing the technology you need to buy to become a vampire. Now we start off with the psychotronic crystal, which is sold on rbscience.com, which stands for realvampirescience.com, and we know that crystals have a lot of hyperinfinity. Hyperinfinity is the stuff which collapses the quantum wave function, which produces manifestation. So in fact, if you have a crystal and you can wed it to yourself, you can use the hyperinfinity of the crystal as a weapon, and the hyperinfinity can be used in order to unglue the quantum wave function of your victim, bleed off some of their energy, and then manifest them again, but in a state where they've got less energy. So you can see the crystal can be put into their energy field. It unglues a proportion of their quantum wave function, because the hyperinfinity of a crystal, which of course is the so-called cosmic glue, Castaneda in the Castaneda books called it the agglutinizing force, this cosmic glue can be used by the crystal in two ways: to unglue, which is called in scientific terms decollapsing, which is erasing, unmanifesting. And in the other version, the other way, it can be used to manifest. And this, in scientific terms, is called collapsing. This is quantum mechanics. Most of you won't be cognizant of quantum mechanics. That's why you pay me loads of money, so that scientists like myself can engineer the technology for you to become a vampire. It's rather like, you can't build a computer from scratch and the internet from scratch, so you pay Microsoft and all the other big boys billions of dollars in order to use their technology. The same with me. I've built a whole vampire network, vampire PCs, vampire internet, all of which can be used to suck your enemy dry and make you into a vampire with psychic powers and massive physical potential. All of which in the Vampire Corporation, which is called Psylord Limited, enables you to become a vampire. So the crystal is the starting point of becoming a vampire in the real world. You get a vampire crystal, which has its hyperinfinity wedded to yours. You hold it in the left hand. The left hand, of course, unglues, unmanifests the energy of anyone around you. So if you're next to your colleagues at work and you've got the crystal in your left hand or in your left pocket or in your pocketbook, which is in the left side of your body or in your left shoe, whatever, the crystal will automatically unglue, demanifest a proportion of the human chicken's quantum wave function. And because the crystal is concentrated hyperinfinity, has more hyperinfinity than the human body, when you stick it near your victim, it will unglue your victim's energy. They've got a physical energy body and a biophysical energy body, and it will, of course, unglue it, sucking out a proportion of your victim's energy, which, of course, then, since the crystal, the psychotronic crystal, psychotronic generator, both of which are trademark, goes into your body. And, of course, if you've got the special vampire energy, which we talked about, which is downloaded into you when you're made a vampire, dark awareness, which, of course, is found in the left leg region of special people like myself, special born vampires, then, of course, you can store it, and you can store it in the bone generators, which, of course, are the vampiric energy downloaded into your bones. How this is done, your bones are actually unmanifest by the crystal in order to have this special vampiric energy downloaded into them, and then re-manifest by the crystal in order to get your bones manifest as special vampire bones, which can store energy. The same with your blood. Your blood is actually unmanifest by the crystal and then re-manifest by the crystal with a special dark energy that is found in natural vampires in your blood. And then, of course, if you can input quantum computing engines, which we'll talk about in future shows, you can then black hole your blood and become a real vampire. Of course, the crystal that does this doesn't need to be the crystal that comes with your vampire kit. It can be the master crystal, which I have, which, of course, induces the crystals around you. And remember, you're surrounded by quartz crystals, which run your PC, your computer, which run your mobile phone, which run your iPad, which run the special electricity box in your house, which run your hi-fi, which run your TV. So in fact, you're surrounded by quartz crystals, all of which I've sequestered with my technology in order to become psychotronic generators, enabling me to unmanifest and manifest anybody and anything in the world in order to make them into vampires, in your case, or in the case of the human chicken, to suck energy out of them and feed on them. Now, if you want to re-manifest anybody or yourself, you hold the crystal in your right hand, and when you do that, the crystal automatically re-manifests yourself or whoever you're near or concentrating on. So you can see that you hold it in the left hand to unmanifest, get energy, and you hold it in the right hand to re-manifest the victim or the chicken, or to re-manifest yourself. Now, of course, the left side hasn't been chosen like some charlatan chancer who just makes up this technology. I'm the only scientist in the world who's developed real vampire science, the only scientist who actually understands it, and the only scientist who actually owns the technology via trademarking and intellectual property rights. And that's why I'm now introducing it on YouTube, because it's all fully protected, and all the other internet wankers will find themselves in court for trademark infringement if they try and sell any of this online or anywhere else. Now, of course, the left-hand side of the body is different to the right-hand side of the body, in that the human body is handed. The left side is different from the right side. In physics, we call this a soliton. A soliton's like a rubber sheet. It's got two surfaces, and these surfaces have different properties. The left-hand side of your body actually pulses. It pulses in and out, and the right-hand side of your body actually swirls in circles. This is described in Castaneda's books, The Magical Passes, and this difference in the left-hand side and the right-hand side is actually the natural usage of the human body if it wasn't parasitized by dark energy matter infestations to block its powers. This is the natural propensity of the human body to, with the left-hand side, suck in energy, and with the right-hand side, to manifest this energy. So in fact, we are human psychotronic generators, which are capable of unmanifesting the quantum wave function and re-manifesting the quantum wave function. Unfortunately, all humans have been parasitized and turned into chickens that are fed on by dark energy matter beings, sort of dark energy matter vampires. And of course, if you can't beat them, join them. I've just used the greater human intellect, which is available once you're free of parasitization, in order to sequester the technology of vampirism, better it so the human vampire can not only feed on the human chickens, but can feed on the dark energy matter parasites that live around us. So we are top of the food chain, the super predator. And this means that in my reality, humans don't beg or deal with supernatural spirits. We just feed off them, and they're either our servants or they're our tortured bitches. There is no linking up with astral figures and having friends in the supernatural world. They're either our absolute servants, or we just feed off them like we feed off humans. Now, coming back to the crystals, one can see on RV Science there is a huge range of crystals. All of these are, in fact, real vampire science, psychotronic crystals, psychotronic generators, which, when held in the left hand, automatically suck energy out of the human, or can suck energy out of reality, or can suck energy out of supernatural spirits. They're all tuned to collapse different parts of the quantum wave function. So, for example, if you want money, there's a vampire crystal that uses its hype infinity to collapse the quantum wave function of the victim, which is with respect to their wealth. So if you're among poor people, the money crystal is not being used to its full potential. But if you go to banks, building societies, corporations, etc., you can use this vampire crystal held in the left hand to continually suck out money energy from the victim or the corporation or the bank. Or, as I've done, I've been using this technology on the West in order to suck money energy out of the UK, America, Europe. So you can see the euro crisis, the dollar crisis, the collapse of the world economy is in fact a natural resultant of the technology of RV Science, which has been deployed since 2001, in order to suck out the wealth, the money energy of the West, in order to pump it all into myself. And the end result will, of course, be returning the world to George III's times, when, of course, there were the rich, there were a tiny number of working class, there were a tiny number of middle class, the working class had to work for chicken feed, because they're chickens, And if you couldn't work, you got stuck in a workhouse or starved to death. So this will be the future of the West, because, of course, money is being sucked out of the system via my money psychotronic generators. And all you have to do to get money using this technology is have a money psychotronic generator and have it on your left side constantly. So I, of course, have the master crystal, which just sucks all the money energy out of the West, bankrupting it. If you think I'm just jumping on the bandwagon, listen to my rent shows from years past where I explain the West is going to go bankrupt. This was 6, 7, 8 years ago when the West was very rich, and I was explaining how the West was going to be bankrupted. So, of course, I'm not a Johnny-come-lately who's trying to make things up. I've got a track record of describing everything that's going to happen to the world. I do this on my Rents radio shows and on US National Radio, and then it happens. So, of course, with this real vampire science technology, you have control not only over the people in your household, be it your partner or your children. You don't not only have power over the people at work, be it your colleagues, enemies, and the boss who becomes your bitch, but you have control over the world around you. And once you become a king vampire, you have strategic power, which means the world is your bitch, and everything that happens in the world is totally under your control. And coming back to grassroots, the basis of this are the psychotronic generator psychotronic crystals, which can be tuned in order to suck energy out of whoever you wish, and then download this energy into yourself, for example, with the money psychotronic generator, in order to make yourself richer. And, for example, if, like myself, you've got the entire British police state desperate to murder you, the British police have arrested me 4 times wrongfully, stuck me in a microwave cell for 24 hours, that's all they're allowed with when they can't press any charges, and try to kill me. So, of course, the proof's in the pudding. You've had the British state desperate to murder me, instead of which I've become a multi-millionaire, have all the trademarks to vampires, and, of course, collapse the West. This is the real power of the vampire. You don't have to be a slave that's powerless in the system. You can become a vampire and become one of the master class, one of the new Illuminati, one of the new Mariah Wind, one of the new Olympians, one of the new immortals who rule the world. And the bankers, of course, become your vivisected torture bitches who are just there to be sucked dry. And once they're sucked dry, you change the world so bankers are hung on lampposts for the amusement of the masses. Now, of course, the psychotronic crystal is a quartz crystal which has been specially produced by Tim Riefat to enable your vampirism. One can see that what's special about quartz crystals is that when you squeeze a quartz crystal, it produces an electrical spark. This is the basis of those fire lighters where you press a button and you get a spark at the top. These fire lighters just use a quartz crystal. This is called the piezoelectric effect. Now, if you think a quartz crystal has a physical energy body and a biophysical energy body, and if you can quantum link it, quantum entangle it to yourself via my technology, basically merge the hyperinfinity of a crystal with your hyperinfinity, so the two of you actually become one entity. So you wed a crystal to the vampire. Then, of course, the human naturally squeezes the crystal. How? Well, if you look at a human actually expands and contracts. This is called breathing. The blood, which is pumped through your arteries and veins, naturally pulses. That's, for example, if you put your finger on your pulse, you'll find your pulse goes up and down. So that's how doctors and nurses can test your pulse. this, this pulsing, of course, if you quantum entangle yourself with a crystal, actually squeezes the crystal and produces an electrical spark. Now, we all know that consciousness is electrical sparks, electrical fields in the brain. We've got the NSA brain scanners, which they are now deploying at airports, which, of course, use terahertz technology in order to see through your body, and, of course, special scanners to scan your brain. These look for electrical sparks, electrical activity in special centers of the brain. Then, of course, they map that to computers which look for a word. So, for example, bomb, terrorist, Al-Qaeda, all of these have special electrical signals in a special part of your brain. So it's quite easy for the NSA scanners at airports to actually read your brain, because they know the electrical signal, they know it's got a special signature and it's in a special part of the brain. So when you go to the airport, your brains are sucked dry by these scanners, which actually look for these words. And if you've got a computer, the computer's now dirt cheap, you can actually start to piece together what the chicken is thinking at the airport. Now, similarly, if you've got a vampire psychotronic generator, you can, of course, use the hyperinfinity of the crystal to unmanifest the crystal and then re-manifest the crystal as a special real vampire psychotronic generator, the basis of RB Science, which, of course, can be found on rbscience.com. And this can, of course, be used to produce electrical activity in the crystal, which can then be used to swamp the electrical activity in the brain of others. So, for example, a crystal produces electrical sparks. It also produces time-dependent and scalar waves, which can be broadcast into the brain of the chicken in order to make the chicken have the electrical activity not of their biophysical body or the dark energy matter parasite, which, of course, is the chatter in their brain. But in fact, you can input special programs, special mind sequestration worms via the crystal's ability to generate electrical activity in the brain into other people's brains. So in fact, once you've got a real vampire science psychotronic crystal, specially engineered to influence other people's brains, everyone else around you begins to think the thoughts that you wish them to think. Now, all of this is amplified by the quartz crystals around them. Everyone carries a mobile phone. We have iPads. We have most people at work around computers all day. When you drive your car, it's full of quartz crystal microchips. When you're at home watching the television, that's full of quartz crystals. The power supply of your US home is linked up to quartz crystal control boxes, so the whole electrical activity of your home is actually linked up to quartz crystals. So you can see that once you've got a real vampire stone, you can actually start to control the brain function anyone or everyone via the ubiquitous quartz crystals, which are sequestered by the psychotronic crystal, which is tuned to vampirism. Now, of course, the ability to generate electrical activity in the brains of others so that they actually think the thoughts and do what you wish is the basis of total mind control. So the real vampire has total control of everyone else around them. We don't have to worry what the chickens do, because once we become powerful enough, the chickens are actually our torture bitches who just dance to the strings that the master puppeteer, the real vampire, has in them, so they're just puppets around us. And the strings, of course, are the quartz crystal network, which runs the modern planet. Now, to make this worse for the chicken, from quantum mechanics, the observer, this is the Copenhagen interpretation, have a look at it on the internet, the Copenhagen interpretation of quantum mechanics means that collapsing the quantum wave function is a resultant of the observer. So if you can control the brain of anyone you wish, you control the observer, and by controlling the observer, you control the quantum wave function. So of course, you can actually control not only their body, but actually the reality that they produce. So in fact, a real vampire using psychotronic crystals can actually control not only the reality of the chicken they're targeting, but the reality that the chicken perceives. So in fact, this is the true technology of the Matrix, in that real vampires not only feed off the energy of the human chicken, but actually control the reality of the human chicken and turn it into a matrix which isn't controlled by the architect, but is in fact controlled by the great lord vampires, the real vampires. So as a vampire, you not only can feed off the energy of the human chicken, but you can actually, using the psychotronic crystals, psychotronic generators, configured for vampiric properties, you can control the brain activity of anyone you wish, and by controlling what they think, you control their observation, you then infect all the quartz crystals around them with this worm, this vampire worm, which then collapses the reality around the observer in order to produce the reality you want. Now, this sounds quite complicated, but it's very, very simple, because all of this has been downloaded into a quantum computing engine, which has been downloaded into the vampire crystal. And the basis of this is that you hold the left crystal in the... you hold the crystal in the left hand in order to unmanifest, and you hold it in the right hand in order to manifest. So, for example, if you're thinking of a banker you wish to make ill, suck the energy out of, you just get a picture of the banker via the internet. Luckily, we've got the internet with pictures of everyone available. We've got 500 million people on Facebook, all of which have given donated themselves to the vampires to be fed upon and their reality to be totally controlled. You get a picture of the victim. You get the vampire crystal in the left hand. You then just touch the vampire crystal to the picture, be it on the screen or printed on a piece of paper. This then automatically unmanifests the victim, that aspect of the victim which the crystal is tuned to. So, for example, if you've got a money vampire, a psychotronic generator, this, of course, unmanifests the quantum wave function of the victim associated with their money. And, of course, all that money energy is downloaded into you, into your blood and bone generators, if you're a money vampire. And then, of course, you hold the crystal in your right hand, and then you use that crystal, touch it to the picture or the computer screen, and this automatically starts to override the brain activity in that victim, in that human chicken, so that the electrical activity of their brain is swamped by the super powerful transmitter of your psychotronic crystal, psychotronic generator. You then infect, via touching the crystal in the right hand, into all the quartz crystals around them. This, of course, is because the quartz crystals are all entangled. In fact, the quantum wave function of all quartz crystals are linked together. So if you have one crystal which has got the quantum computing engine for doing something, and you touch it to the computer screen, which of course is linked with quartz crystals. Remember, quartz crystals run the computer, into the server, which of course runs on quartz crystals, into the MI5 or NSA supercomputer black box, which links it up to the supercomputers of the NSA at Fort Meade or GCHQ in Cheltenham, which is full of quartz crystals, which record every internet transaction, which of course are then sequestered by the crystals, which are holding in your right hand, then down the internet line to the server that's linked up to your victim's computer. So the entire internet, which is full of quartz crystals, is then sequestered by the quartz crystal psychotronic generator quantum computing engine, and all those quartz crystals then are used to manifest your brain activity which you wish in the victim. And then of course once that's sequestered, you then sequester the reality around the victim, because the victim collapses reality around them. They're the observer. Now what they observe is what you wish them to observe. So in fact, you actually produce a matrix around the victim, which of course is controlled by you. And when you wish to take more energy off them, you just put the crystal back into your left hand, touch it to the picture of the victim printed from paper on the computer screen. This computer technology using quartz crystals is called psychotronic crystalware, which of course is one of my trademarked technology, and in fact is only possible now to have a global reach thanks to Facebook, Twitter, and all the other social networking sites, which actually have had the victim giving their hyperinfinity to download their pictures, their life, onto computers, which of course are quartz crystals, and then that enables the vampire having the real vampire stones in order to suck energy out of the victim, control the brain function of the victim so they become your torture robot, then use the quartz crystal network to collapse reality, because as we've explained in past shows, all observation on the planet is actually ruled by quartz crystals. Why? Well, every observation is made using a timing device. All of the timing devices, clocks, wristwatches, are run by quartz crystals. You look at the time on your mobile phone, run by quartz crystals. You look at the time on your computer, run by quartz crystals. You look at the television for the time to make an observation, quartz crystals. All the timing devices in the world are run by quartz crystals. That's why the NSA are desperate to bring in non-quartz crystal timing devices. But it doesn't matter, because these, of course, have been sequestered, because they've been built using the psychotronic crystal computer network, which, of course, is fully sequestered. So you can see the crystal psychotronic generator is the basis not only of vampirism, but enabling the vampire to become the Archon, the authority in the matrix, the new architect who controls reality around them. So unlike the vampires in True Blood, who are pushed by events into doing things they don't want to do, or, for example, the vamp in the Underworld films, who, of course, is a super warrioress, but, of course, is pushed willy-nilly by events, or in the Twilight films, the vampire love affair, which has a rough ride because of all these other nasty vampires, etc., and events which conspire to spoil their love affair. The Great Lord Vampire using real vampire science, which of course is mirrored on the MindOverMatter.ru site if you don't wish to be monitored by the NSA. The real vampire has not only the ability to suck energy out of the victim, but actually has the ability to control reality and become an architect in the Matrix. So you can see that all real vampires using quartz crystals, which have been engineered to become real vampire science psychotronic generators, these quartz crystals give the vampire the capability of controlling the observer, controlling, say for example, you don't like your boss, you can get a picture of your boss at work on a camera, or which of course these new digital cameras are run by quartz crystals, or on Facebook, because they're probably full of themselves, self-important pricks, who want to put their great lifestyle and their trophy wife up on Facebook. And then you can suck the bitch dry, or the dog dry, depending upon their sex, and then start to input your thoughts into their mind, which of course might be, I'm the best employee in the company, they love me, I'm the boss's pet, I must get a promotion, I must get more money, blah, 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 or else... if you're a vindictive bastard like me, you can just get them to start cheating on their wife or cheating on their husband, and then, of course, become so stupid that they broadcast it and get a divorce. You can then get them to offend their bosses so that they get the sack, or you can download total incompetence into their brain so that they fuck up on the job and get the sack. So you can see that real vampire science is not something that is divorced from the real world, but in fact is the new technology, the new science, the new real vampire science that allows the vampire, no matter what their station, to become a true master of the world in small increments. Or, for example, if you want to win the lottery, you can start acquiring loads and loads of money energy. How do you do this? Well, you simply go to banks, building societies all the time, and download onto your computer pictures of the Federal Reserve, Bank of England, IMF, leave your money vampire crystal on the picture 24/7, so that when you've got it in your left pocket, there's a small picture of the bank you wish to suck dry taped to it, and this will then suck all the money energy out of that. And once you've got enough money energy, when you do the lottery, you will automatically win the lottery. It's simple as that. I, as a vindictive bastard, have been using it on the banks. Every day I go around to the banks and actually touch one of my psychotronic crystals, psychotronic generators to the banks. These being in the UK, you know, Royal Bank of Scotland, NatWest, etc. And of course, this automatically sucks the money energy out of the banks. And of course, I then recollapse them with pictures of disastrous events or people who kill themselves, making the banks self-suicidal. And this naturally destroys the banking system, which of course is run by the Rothschild bankers, collapsing the Western financial system. And I use the money energy not to win the lottery, but actually to gain control over geopolitics. So, for example, the Pentagon wankers give their top-secret stealth drone, the Sentinel, to Iran, which is the perfect weapon Iran needs to cover the West with Cobalt 60 and deploy little nuclear weapons to drop the Echo. All of this stuff, of course, enables me to be complete ruler of the world, not via governments, which we know now are impotent, not via the banks, which of course we know are in free fall, and we know the Rothschilds are now regime of the Emperor with no clothes, but actually the Great Lord Vampire and his coven of master vampires and king vampires who control the world using this technology. So this is the fourth program in the series, giving you an introduction into how real vampires control the Matrix. Much more on this on realvampirescience.com, real-vampire.com, mindovermatter.ru. And as I say, if you see any vampire science on any other website or any other business, you know that they're criminals and trademark infringement. Please contact me, because of course I own the trademark to vampires and real vampires with respect to all sort of psychic consultancy, psychic applications. Psylord Limited are the Vampire Corporation. Thank you. Bye.